You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News on 720 WGN. Well, it was an historic election around the country for many reasons. We're still sorting through some of them, but it was historic in Cook County because for the first time ever, Cook County voters have elected a transgender judge. She joins us now, Jill Rose Quinn. Jill, welcome to WGN.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It was a lot less stressful running unopposed than the primary, but still, it's a relief to have it actually happen and get transformed from being a judicial candidate to being a judge-elect.
Now, did you have a primary?
We did, the Democratic primary,
okay. And
I had two opponents in the primary.
Well, because I saw a quote from you in the, well, it was in the Tribune, said you're grateful to the people of Cook County for having an open mind to elect you. And at the time I knew you'd run unopposed, I didn't know you'd had a primary. So you really have been chosen, and the people of Cook County really have accepted and embraced you.
Yeah, and this is an amazing place. This is an amazing city, an amazing county for doing that. And I want to make sure I point out to everybody, as I did to someone else, that we beat New York. New York doesn't have a transgender judge, but Chicago does.
You came out in 2002?
Yeah.
Tell me what that was like.
Well, it was something I had to do because it became.
Well, let me just. I'm sorry, Judge. You're 65 now. So in 2002, I mean, you were in your mid 40s. You were certainly an adult. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh yeah. Well, as much as I could be an adult. It had gotten to be the point in my life where it was more painful not to be out than it was to be out. And I was just sort of, in my mind, I was just sort of checking off days on a calendar until I departed this planet, and I thought, that's no way to live. I've got to be who I am.
And how much better do you feel once you came out?
I don't think there is a number. I guess I could say several thousand percent. But it's the difference between eating chocolate and eating stones.
Yeah, we all would prefer the chocolate, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And you also talk about how you want to be an example for younger people and kids. Tell me about that.
Well, I mean, I just want... You hear a lot about the despair of people, of kids, who are coming to grips with their sexual identity. And, I mean, high school is bad enough for everybody, but imagine having to go through high school and having questions about what your identity is.
Was that hard for you?
It was hard. It was hard faking it every day. I found a release through theater. I found a release through finding a group of friends who were misfits like me, and I made some good friendships in high school, and that got me through. College, I flew under the radar mostly, and I felt really bad because I didn't really have a life because I was just sort of hiding out. So, I just want kids to know that no matter how they feel about themselves and how they feel isolated and marginalized and bullied, that they can prevail. They can survive. They can thrive. They can go to school. They can be whatever they want to be, if they have the courage to be honest with themselves.
Well, Judge, this is not something I've said on the air. I've worked here for 35 years or so. And so, you know, Radio WGN, we talk very much about our family. And when I run across listeners, they talk about how they know my children and things like that through our conversations. My beautiful knuckleheaded son, Noah, 22 years old, told us in January that he was no longer Noah and she was my daughter, Lily.
Okay.
And it came as quite a shock to me, but I couldn't love her more. I couldn't love her more. And she talks about, just as you talked about, sort of living with the shoes on the wrong feet for so long. And when she... Yeah. Came out to us, all of a sudden she was wearing her shoes on the right feet, and Judge, she's so much happier, and I'm glad that she's got role models like you. I don't necessarily want to see her go into law. We're trying to get her a job in graphic design, But I just as a personal note, I try to be as genuine as I can, and it's part of my family too.
I'm so grateful for you telling me that, and for you revealing that to me. I have to tell you that during my campaign, one of the things that was best was when grandmothers of trans kids and parents of trans kids would come up to me and say, my daughter says that she's gender fluid, or my son tells me that he wants to be a girl, and I don't know, and how do I, and I'm just learning how to cope with this. And, you know, I mean, you seem to have a handle on coping with it. You have to give as much love, you have to give as much support as you can, and you have to be that safe haven. Yep. I feel so, thank you for being there for your daughter.
Oh, I'll always be there for my daughter, but I can't deny there was a little whiplash involved. You know, it was a surprise, and so I'm sympathetic to people. You know, it's a process. It's a process for all of us, but you know, it's just a matter of supporting happiness, and there's just great happiness there now.
Yeah, that's great. That's really wonderful.
So if she ever comes before you on the bench, will you give her a pass?
No, but I will I will advise her, as I will advise everyone who comes into my court, that they should feel free to tell me whatever pronouns they want me to use when I refer to them.
How often does that come up? Did someone give you a pronoun that you wouldn't expect?
You know, once in a while it comes up, but maybe for me, but maybe that's because I'm a little less, I'm a little more aware of it.
Right, right.
Again, I can tell you that during my campaign, I had at least two judges come up to me and express that they'd had problems in the courtroom because they've had transgender or non-binary clients appear before them, and they would see everybody misgender the person, and they didn't know quite how to make that person ill at ease. How to make that person at ease. And I told them, just as I will tell everyone, look, the best way to do it is just to, you know, expose your own pronoun. You know, and you see it now in stationery in a lot of places. People say he, him, his, or she, her, or they, them. You know, it's so important to trans people to be identified for who they are, because there's so much conflict and turmoil about being misperceived that it's helpful. It's so helpful to be addressed with respect.
Well, you should be addressed with respect for all you've accomplished. I mean, and now sitting on the bench. When are you sworn in?
December 7th.
Okay, and what's the court?
Well, they start everybody out in traffic court, I believe.
Oh, then maybe so, Lily will be before you one day.
Well, but that's okay. I'm sure I've practiced in traffic court myself, and my wife calls it the yeah but court. Yeah, but I had to go to the bathroom. That's why I was speeding. So traffic court first, and then we'll see what happens. We'll see what's available as I get a little more experience.
Jill Rose Quinn won yesterday, the first transgender judge in Cook County. Judge-elect, thank you very much for joining us. It was special. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
You
Take
bet.
Care.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.